Good day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society to talk about potatoes. Did you know that a diet of potatoes and butter can provide all the nutrients that the human body needs to survive? Now that's to survive, not to thrive. Just think of those poor tenant farmers in Ireland, and then what happened for the dreadful potato famine. Did you know that Peru is the birthplace of the domesticated potato? Peru is now home to the International Potato Center, Gene Bank, and the greatest diversity of potatoes on Earth, holding over 4,300 varieties. Wild potato relatives are found throughout the Andes, the highlands. Regional potato gene banks are also in the United States, Europe, Asia, and various other places of South America. These also hold thousands more unique potato varieties in their collections. Many of these are heritage, indigenous, or wild varieties, not common grown commercially, but still, the gene bank is there. Now, while a handful of varieties, such as the russet Burbank, dominate the commercial production, there's an incredible amount of diversity in the potato world. Some over 4,000 varieties. May we never have another potato famine ever again. Now, potatoes are underground tubers that grow on the roots of the potato plant, Solanum tuberosum. This plant is from the nightshade family and related to tomatoes and tobacco. Native to South America, potatoes were brought to Europe in the 16th century and are now grown in over the 4,000 varieties. Now, unlike carrots and turnip and such that have a single taproot, potatoes sprout all along their buried stems called stolons. And by covering the stems with soil or mulch, you essentially are giving your potatoes more area on which to grow their tubers. That's why people develop the process of hilling their potatoes. More product in a smaller area, and certainly easier to dig when everything's right in a hill. Now, when potatoes are exposed to sunlight, they turn green due to the whole chlorophyll production, which in itself is harmless. But green potatoes also contain solanine, a naturally occurring toxin that can cause nausea and every other health issues if it's consumed in too large quantities. And also, the potatoes become very bitter to those like myself who enjoy raw potatoes. Hilling prevents this greening up, if you like, by keeping the tubers covered with soil so that you have a safe, edible harvest. Potatoes are vulnerable to pests like Colorado potato beetles and diseases such as late blight. A properly hilled plant has more soil coverage, which can help by reducing exposure to airborne fungal diseases or by keeping the lower leaves off the soil surface so they don't get all mildewy. It helps to deter pests by making it harder for the beetles to reach into the stems, and it improves drainage around the plant to reduce root and fungal infections. Now, potatoes prefer cool soil temperatures, and hilling also helps regulate the soil conditions by providing that extra insulation. This is particularly useful in this time of climate change, when temperatures seem to hit a new high every month. As well as providing more stem length for the underground potatoes to grow from, hilling in sunny weather can deal with lots of weeds in a timely manner. And sun and wind can kill the weeds quicker, giving them not the chance to re-root. Now, organic mulches also reduce weeds, and potatoes later in life produce a closed leaf system that discourages more weeds from growing until the potato tops die out. Now, hilling is done in stages as the potato plant grows. The key is basically to cover the base of the stems without burying too much of the plant too soon. Once potato plants reach 6 to 8 inches in height, mold 2 to 4 inches of soil, straw, or compost around the base of each plant. Leave a few inches of leafy growth exposed to allow continued photosynthesis. And when the plants grow another 6 inches, add another 2 to 4 inches of soil, or mulch, or compost. Repeat until the mounds reach about 10 to 12 inches in total. Once the plants start forming flower beds, you can certainly stop hilling, because at this stage, most of the tuber development has already begun. Now, hilling can be done using different materials and techniques, depending on your gardening setup. The most common method is using a hoe, rake, or shovel to pull loose soil up and around the base of each plant, ensuring that no tubers are exposed or that they will become green and inedible. Now, some people even plant their potatoes in a bit of a trough and then keep filling them in as the season progresses. But instead of soil, some gardeners use a straw, shredded leaves are great, even grass clippings to hill potatoes are fine. Now, if you're growing on raised beds or in large containers, you can simulate hilling by adding extra layers of soil or mulch as the potatoes grow, same way, and the same thing as gardeners who use grow bags to roll up the sides of the bag as they add more soil. So instead of planting potatoes in trenches and hilling them there, some gardeners simply layer potatoes under deep mulch from the very beginning. And that whole bit about growing potatoes in straw bales and that fits in with this. As potatoes grow, more mulch is added, reducing the need for soil hilling and still encouraging tuber growth. Now, don't wait too long to hill your potatoes, because some of the tubers might start growing too close to the surface and get sort of green and bitter. But do start fairly early. Potatoes need sunlight to produce energy, obviously the plants do. So if you cover too much foliage too quickly, it can slow the growth of your potato plant. So always leave 4 to 6 inches of leafy growth exposed after each hilling. Now, if you have clay soil, it becomes compacted. If you hill it with this, it might sort of restrict the stolen growth and reduce yield. So if your soil is heavy, consider mixing in compost, straw, even shredded leaves to keep it looser and aerated. Now, adding soil or mulch can dry out the base of the plant, so water thoroughly after each hilling to maintain that proper soil moisture, because you don't want to go to all the effort of hilling and then find out that you're drying out your potatoes. So hilling potatoes is yet a simple but very powerful technique that leads to higher yields, better quality tubers, healthier plants, and it's certainly much easier to find the potatoes when you're digging them in the fall. By consistently adding soil or mulch around the stems, you encourage more tuber production, protect the crop from greening and disease, and insulate the roots from temperature exchanges. So whether you grow potatoes in a tradition garden, a raised beds or containers, mastering the art of hilling will help ensure a bountiful harvest. Enjoy your potatoes, mashed, baked, chantilly, creamy dill, duchess, scalloped, stuffed, or as fried, pancakes or fries, whichever is best to reach. But it's very nice to reach in under a potato plant to snag a wee fresh potato to eat right out of the garden. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.